Hello and welcome to I Talk to Ghosts, the podcast that appears before you as a spooky figure, all in black, to tell you ghost stories. I'm your haunted host, Jennifer, a professional medium, and I do have ghost stories to tell you this evening. Though I may be dressed all in black per usual, I'm here to tell you stories tonight of the classic Lady in White. Then, after the ghost stories, linger around for new in-studio spirit reading with my podcast guest this evening. What messages of love and comfort will be shared tonight? Let's find out together. Then, I'm also feeling summoned to my séance table to deliver a message for someone listening to this episode. Could this message be yours? Join me in the candlelight to find out. But first, the ghosts are ready to join you right now. In 1985, my girlfriend was an entertainer on the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California. After she was finished with work, we would often visit the cocktail lounge on the ship. One evening, we were sitting at a table in the lounge by a large piano. I remember a woman in a beautiful white dress coming around the corner to our table. This woman stood directly in front of us, but didn't say a word. She was beautiful. I surmised that she was there to take our order. So I went and told her what we wanted, and she continued to stand in front of our table. Not knowing what to say, I commented to her that she was a good server because she didn't have to write our order down. And then I complimented her on how beautiful her dress was, and she smiled at me. She then turned and walked away. It was graceful, as if she was floating. I made the comment to my girlfriend about how pale this woman was and how she seemed to glow in this white dress. A few minutes later, a waitress came to our table, and I told her I'd already given my order to the lady in the white dress. She looked at me, stunned. I'll never forget her expression. It wasn't until years later I heard about the lady in the white dress on the Queen Mary. She was there. I met her. And she didn't walk away, she floated away. I will never forget this experience, and part of me will never quite believe that it happened. I think this is one of my first encounters with the paranormal. I was in fourth grade, and it was a very hot afternoon. I remember being so annoyed because I was sweating so badly, so I decided to go outside and sit on our porch where we had a rocking chair. As I sat in the rocking chair, when I rocked forward, I could see a small portion of our neighbor's front yard because there was a gap in their fence where a piece of it had broken off. Whenever I'd rock backwards, the plants on my grandmother's porch would block the view completely. I was looking forward into my grandmother's front yard as I was rocking in the chair, and for some reason, I decided to look to my right where the broken fence was. At first it was fine because I had rocked backwards and the view was obstructed by the plants, but then I rocked forward, and I saw it. A figure, dressed all in white, was standing in my neighbor's front yard. I could see her through the broken part of the fence. This figure in white was just staring at me. I thought it was a trick of light, so I rocked backwards again. And then, when I rocked forward, she was still there. It was then that fear overtook me, and I ran as fast as I could back into the house where everyone else was. To this day, I no longer face the rocking chair where I can see that fence. Nor will I go out there alone anymore. I'm too nervous to find out what would happen, who I would see, if I ever attempted to do that again. This story happened to me back in 2010. Myself, my mom, and my older brother were sitting in the living room. My brother had recently moved back in because he had broken up with his girlfriend. I believe it was around 10:30 at night, and we had one of the windows open because it was early autumn, and the air outside felt nice. I was sitting on the couch, watching TV, and the television is in the corner with the window right next to it. This is how I saw the apparition. As I was watching TV, I saw a glowing woman in white glide by the window from right to left in the direction of her back door. Thinking it was my mom, I didn't give it much thought, but then I realized my mom was sitting in the recliner next to me. It took me about 2 seconds to process this. I jumped up and hurried out our back door to investigate. I walked around the entire house, checking high and low, only to find nothing. Funny enough, when I returned back inside, my brother instantly asked me, "Didn't find anything, did you?" He said this so matter-of-factly. Come to find out, he saw the lady in white too, but he didn't say anything, because at this point, he had been staying here for about 3 weeks and had seen her twice before and had done the same thing I did. 2 nights later, I was in the kitchen making dinner, and I saw her again, only this time she was inside the house. Our stove is right next to the doorway going into the living room, and as I glanced up, I saw the same figure gliding from right to left past the doorway in the direction of the back door. My little sister was in the living room, on the couch where I had been 2 nights prior. I walked into the living room and decided not to say anything about it, and instead I asked her, "Why did you just walk to the back door?" She looked at me, eyes wide, and said, "You saw that too?" After talking about it, we both agreed that this lady in white didn't feel like she meant us any harm. Later on, I learned from my brother that when he was living with his girlfriend at the time, they had seen that same woman in their home. We believe she followed him when he moved out. Hello, my dear spooky friend. Do you have a paranormal experience you would like to share? Submit your ghost stories to be read on this podcast. I love sharing true ghost stories, and yours could be among them. Email me your story at speaknow@italktoghosts.com. Let's be spooky together. Hello and welcome back to I Talk to Ghosts. My guest this evening is Joanna. Joanna, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Confidence.
Been a while since I've talked on anything.
Totally fine. I am so thankful and excited that you're here
And I feel like the spirit world is getting talkative about it too. So I'm just going to dive right into this.
All right.
There's a woman here for you. She is identifying with mother, grandmother vibes. The energy she is sharing with me is she had a lot of it, always wanted to be doing something, almost to the point where you could call her antsy.
I think I know who it is then.
Okay. And just always had an idea in her head, always had a thought, always had an action, always just was involved, just had that zeal for things. Mm. Who is this for you?
I'm thinking it might be my Grandma Joanne. She passed really recently.
Really recently. Oh.
She's the kind of person who would walk around the house cleaning, even though she'd already cleaned, and she'd be picking up like hairs out of the carpet.
There you go. A perfect example. She is showing me, though, when I look closer, that there was a bit of a sadness inside of her somewhere.
Yeah, I feel like that is something that I noticed too.
It pierced her a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't something that most people would know about. It feels kind of private, but there were some losses and disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
There were some things that kind of broke her heart, and it's like it was never fulfilled, and that lingers, you know, when something touches your soul and then you can't quite get there.
I do know she's had 5 husbands.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
The loss that she kept quiet was probably her, she had a child pass away from SIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, my dad, her only boy, passed away back in 2010. Those are some pretty heavy ones, I feel like she carried with her.
Yeah.
She was very, before she passed, very upset about her daughter's headstone. And was hoping that, I think she was talking about getting it cleaned. I've been wondering about going out to clean it myself.
Yeah, I think she would really appreciate that. And she's just adding to what you say that it was a bit, knowing who she was energetically, it was still a bit of a struggle for her to keep going, you know? Mm-hmm. Like there was this pause there that she wasn't sure if she was going to be able to get out of that or not. You know,
yeah.
And it took a lot, but her energy came back to her. And like I said, I think that those who just knew her casually, she could hide it, you know, but it was always kind of there. There's another woman coming through. Did you lose both grandmothers?
Yes.
This one. At first glance, I want to say, she seems kind of stern, but she's not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think she would, like passing by her and just walking by, she probably would look like somebody you didn't want to mess with. But
Right, exactly. But that's not her.
No. She was a hippie. Like
I was just about to say, nature is coming to mind and the outdoors and being connected to the earth. I think she's the one. She's saying life is a garden.
She has a garden. She had a garden up on the property that she had with her husband, my grandfather.
Okay.
And her ashes are in the garden.
Okay.
So that would make sense.
I'm seeing a lot of vibrancy there. Were there a lot of flowers in that garden?
Mm-hmm. She really liked the birds of paradise that were there. I don't know who took them out, but they're not there anymore.
Oh. I feel like they want to talk about you a little bit.
Okay.
You growing up. and liking fairies.
Yeah. Granny. The front of her house had these really big trees. They've been cut down since, well, not down, but like the branches have been pruned back since then. They were really big and full, and I would write little fairy, like little letters to fairies, and put them in the trees. Oh my
God. That is the sweetest thing. Oh my goodness. You know, she's saying never lose that. Never lose that magic in your life. It is so important. And that's just coming up like this wave of energy of keep that. It's precious. Guard it. Hold that spark. It's important. Yeah. And I wrote down the word spell. I heard the word spell. Mm-hmm. So just keep that magic with you. It's important. It's important. I've heard piano music. Anyone have a piano? Because I'm also seeing a music book.
My grandpa Bob, her last husband, had gone to a garage sale. Mm-hmm. And brought back this keyboard without talking to her. She was so mad. But it sat in that playroom for years and years and years. And I would just play with it every time I went there, even as a teenager. Okay. Uh-huh. Because the keys would light up to teach you the songs.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that makes sense as to why she's bringing that up. Because it was you. And you would play it. And I'm wondering if you can connect this one for me. This happened like the night before your reading was scheduled. I have to pay attention to when things get close. Sometimes it's like when the intention was set. Sometimes it's the day of. Sometimes it's the night before. But I was getting this pain in my side. And I was just wondering if that was related to someone connected to you. If you can like, take that at
it's
all.
It's approximately where the kidneys are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Grandma passed from kidney cancer.
Okay. Yeah, because it like radiated. And it was like, oh, what is this? And normally when I get a physical pain, I'm like, okay, it's noted. You can take that back now. that happened the night before.
She was very in pain and had a lot of pain medication when she was in hospice.
Yeah. She thinks you're just so bright and intelligent and just has so much potential, and don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise. And you can just make magic in life, and you deserve to glow.
I didn't know that she was sick until April of last year, because my aunt on that side of the family had just said that she's sick. The denial was very strong for a long time.
Yeah, she's saying she just had a lot to carry, and in the end, it was just time. You know, she was ready. Yeah. She was ready, but it was a lot, and it affected the family a lot. It affected everyone. Everyone misses her so much, and she can feel that. Everyone misses her. Everyone misses her. And know that you are still connected. And when you think of her and you feel those emotions, boom, you're connected. It's as simple as that. It may be subtle, but it's true. And if it weren't true, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now, right? In truth, you do not need me. You know, I just pay attention to it more, and I try to share that with people that it's there. It's who we are. We all can do this. Is there anyone else that you were hoping would come through today? I can see if they're close.
One of them is my dad, who I brought up earlier. And then the other one, he was my stepson. Mm-hmm.
Your dad is sharing with me that he was balanced and had a compassionate side, but it feels like there's something going on there.
Probably had things that he was trying to run from. He did ultimately pass away because he was an alcoholic.
Yeah. I think you summed it up much better than I can, because I'm having a hard time putting words to it. Really great emotional guy, but there were things that got in the way. And to say someone's their own worst enemy, like if you have a very big heart and then, you know, things happen, or you're a very passionate person and then things happen, and how you react and how you navigate through life, it could be good or it could be bad based on just who we are as people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
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 But he is coming through with a lot of solid support for you. And he's it's almost like, I want to be quiet for once and just be here for her. So if you need any kind of just solid supportive energy, I'm sure there are better people, but no, he's there for it. He's there for it. And, he's saying that because of the things he went through in life, he gets it, you know, he mm-hmm. understands, and he has that perspective now to offer to you. Okay. Stepson is coming through a little heavy. He wants to thank you for your friendship and how you were there for him. You know, he's coming through as smart, though. I wouldn't be surprised if he won, like, little awards and things like that.
So, so smart.
Yeah.
His dad is very smart, too, so
uh-huh.
definitely would get that from him.
Yeah. Just kind of on the shy side of things, and he could have got there. He was just shy. He had some confidence issues, but yeah, mm-hmm. really smart. And in a way, sometimes when we got those big brains, they can be a little too analytical towards ourselves sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. But he's definitely there and appreciates the warmth and friendship that you gave to him. He just sees you as this warm ball of light, you know.
I wonder if he ever visits his siblings.
Okay.
Because there is my little, but I know his mom also has other ones too.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. He says he does, but he's sneaky about it.
Oh, of course he is.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. You like to play hide
He's and seek. Sneaky about it. It's almost like it's a little game.
Mm-hmm. I have a ring that was Grammy's. Mm. And I've come to associate, whenever I get a tingle underneath it, that's basically, I called it my ring phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her trying to get my attention to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me see. You know what she says? She says, you are so ready to level up. Like, trust in these things. You're there. You're there. That's the first thing she's saying about it. It's like the fact that you notice and the fact that you're there, just lean into it, because you're just ready for this spiritual, metaphysical leveling up. Mm-hmm. And she sees that in you. Does that resonate for you? Like,
yeah,
you're ready for it. Take that step forward and you'll be there. But the fact that she can get your attention now is just lovely. And she's really excited about that.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Messages for you. They say, you are a queen. So nurturing and providing. You matter so much. Don't get pulled into conflict. Focus on love and your life structure and the world and the legacy that you want to build. You know, don't get pulled into drama or conflict. Know yourself, build your life, share it with loved ones. You're good. Because, like, you're the queen. You're ruling this. It's your kingdom. Mm-hmm. Nurture it. Before we go this evening, do you have a personal ghost story that you would like to share?
I think I do.
Listener ghost story.
So we did talk with my dad a little bit. He wasn't around very much when I was growing up. And after my little was born, I remember I was taking a nap. And in this, in between being awake and, or being asleep and starting to wake up state, I heard, "I'm sorry I wasn't there." Maybe with an underlying, "I'll be around more often." Mm-hmm. So I think it was my dad. It felt very much like something that would have lined up.
Yeah. And I would trust that. You would know better than anyone else. It was your experience, and trust that knowing, right? Mm. Oh, that's a wonderful story. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Well, this has been lovely, getting to know your family. And, you know, I think I mentioned the word legacy that's in there. You know, you can feel it with your family, and lean on that if you have to, because they're there for you. And I just hope that this fortifies it for you, that they're here with you, their energy is real, and just blend with it and be with them, and they will absolutely support you as you go through life.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you like a free spirit reading with me and record your reading for the podcast? Sign up for your chance to be selected by visiting italktoghosts.com/guest. And as an added bonus, if you don't want to leave your reading up to chance, I'll let you in on a secret. There's a discount offer to book a private session with me, so you can book a date and time for certain. Visit italktoghosts.com/guest for more details.
Hello and welcome back to I Talk to Ghosts. I have a message from the spirits this evening for someone listening to the podcast. So thank you for being here with me. Tonight, as I do my spirit work, I have with me a moonstone tower. Moonstone is known to heighten your intuition as well as promote inspiration. I like to ground and center, call a spirit close. Tonight I have with me someone's father. He's showing me that the two of you really loved and appreciated the outdoors, whether it be hiking, fishing, camping. And you feel like he instilled this in you, that he inspired you to do this, but he feels as if you're just two like-minded people, and he loved sharing that with you. He's sharing with me a story about, while camping, how the tent ripped or something like that. I can hear the fabric. I don't know if it's the protective canopy above the tent or if it was the tent itself while you guys were setting it up. The situation was kind of a pain, but you figured it out. His message for you tonight is he knows his passing was really sudden. His passing was a fundamental loss for you, and that with his passing, you inherited some money from him. And he wants you to know that he doesn't want you to feel guilty about spending it, that he is happy to be able to provide for you, and he knows that you feel guilty about spending it, that you feel really sad about using those funds, but he wants to gently encourage you to let that go, and that these resources are here for you to use, and that he loves you very, very much and doesn't want you to feel bad about this aspect of the situation. Try not to put this emotion onto your inheritance, because he really does want to be able to assist you in this way and make your life easier and better. And again, he just loves you very, very much, and he really wants to convey that to you more than anything. I think I'm going to leave it at that. If this message connects for you, I hope it helps, and I hope this message finds you well. Thank you. And with that, dear listener, we've reached the end of this episode of I Talk to Ghosts. I hope you've enjoyed the spirit work that I shared with you this evening, as well as those tales of the lady in white. Have you ever seen such an apparition? I would love to hear about it, so please reach out. In the meantime, wherever you wander off to in this world or the next, just remember, come back and visit with me. Have a lovely evening and good night. If you listen to my podcast, you have to be like me. You love listening to spooky stories. I'm excited to say that Audible is a sponsor of this podcast. Audible's storytelling keeps me company no matter what other task I'm doing. And you know what? Listening can also keep my stress at bay, because my mind is being drawn into the stories I'm listening to. Sign up and try it now by visiting audibletrial.com/ghosts. I'll also have a link for you in my episode description notes that you can click on. Happy spooky readings!